If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
This SportsCenter is brought to you by Pajamagram. A Valentine's gift more alluring than lingerie? Naturally nude pajamas by Pajamagram. Sensuous and soft, just like Corey Anderson. They look just as seductive as they feel. Order naturally nude pajamas today at Pajamagram.com. It was a mixed bag of news on the injury front for the Kansas City Chiefs this week as Kadarius Toney, ankle, Juju Smith-Schuster, knee, Mecole Hardman, pelvis, and Legarius Sneed, concussion protocol, won't practice for the Chiefs today, didn't practice yesterday, but yesterday Andy Reid said he doubts Mecole Hardman will be able to suit up in time for the Super Bowl and did note that Toney participated in walkthroughs on Thursday morning and that he was close and that Smith-Schuster is in a good place, unlike Corey Anderson. We'll talk to Corey, Mick Schaefer of KSHB 41, and all the rest of the fun to wrap up this week. The cuts coming around the corner as well. That's all next in The Zone on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Like, picture me with no hair. Was it maybe Lebo?
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Last hour of the show before our next show will be Game Week. Game Week starting on Monday. We're hanging out with Mick Schaefer. He's presented by Atomic Cowboy Sports Saloon. And Corey Anderson is here. If you were confused by Josh Briscoe making references there in the Sports Center, that's because Corey's hanging out with us here.
No, really, it's just I own part of Pajamagram now. I bought some Pajamagram stock. So
the bottom parts or the top part?
You know.
The knee down.
You know, Mick.
I don't.
We only own tops in our house. So,
like Winnie the Pooh.
I almost said I inserted myself into the copy.
Welcome back.
Corey's back.
Welcome back. You'll hear that in less than an hour.
I added that to the copy.
I appreciated that, boss. Thank you.
Yes. A lot of stuff still to get into. Tons of stuff to break down with this Chiefs and Eagles matchup. But Corey's hanging out with us.
What's up, guys?
There's something cool going on tomorrow. I'm pumped and excited for it. I've never been before to Red Hot Nights with Children's Mercy.
You're all grown up now.
I am. I'm grown up. Wife got a new dress for it.
That's nice.
I'm so excited.
That's
very
nice.
Very pumped.
We're excited to have the Andersons joining us.
Yes.
Red Hot Night, 19th annual Red Hot Night for Children's 19th. Mercy. And by the way, you said Red Hot Nights.
Uh-huh.
It is just one night.
I thought there was going to be like a whole collection, like Lancelot and the Round Table.
Nope.
Just one of them will be there.
It is just the Red Hot Night, and you are that Red Hot Night.
Thank you.
So it's not like Hot Summer Nights.
It is not.
Yeah, so
it
should I wear shining armor? Because I can be that.
They actually award someone as the Red Hot Knight at the end.
I take that back. You absolutely should wear shiny armor.
Yeah.
Please wear shiny armor tomorrow night.
Full knights.
You could be a UCF fan, Central Florida Knight.
Nobody wants to be that.
So it supports pediatric research at the Children's Mercy Research Institute. And my buddy Dustin Colquitt, you know, me and Dustin Colquitt are tight.
You guys are close.
Because I don't like Tommy. I like Dustin. You know,
everybody knows this.
Dustin Colquitt, he's emceeing the event. Cassie Joy is going to be performing.
Nice.
Local girl that's been, you know, on The Voice and made a huge name for herself. The good thing about this event, so tickets are already sold out, so we're not here promoting, trying to say, hey, go buy tickets. You can't come to the event at this point anyway because it's sold out.
He's just here to rub it in your face. That
you know what we're going to be tomorrow and you're not.
It's like the USAA insurance commercial for Brock. Here's 30 seconds. You can't get this, but it exists out there.
I'd really love to go to Red Hot Night. Sorry, you can't. You don't have a ticket. Sorry, you can't.
Here, let me take the next 10 minutes. I'm going to talk about it.
By the way.
It's going to be so great. Unless you know somebody that can then gift you as a family member with USAA or your wife was married to somebody.
Eskimo brother,
Corey.
Soldier.
I can teach Gronk a thing or two about getting a USAA membership for life, as I have one. I have one of those, Gronk. You just have to marry the right gal. Anyway, you can't go to the event, but that doesn't mean you can't be part of the online auction.
That's right.
And the online auction for this, sometimes there's auctions that just have like one or two cool things. I just want to read off a few things that they have, and I'm going to tell you guys how you can be part of the online auction, okay? This is good for you, Mick. Ed Sheeran club-level tickets.
Huge nice. English crooner guy over here.
Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks tickets.
More English crooners.
Not really mixed.
I love all three of those dudes.
How about this, though, Mick? I know you like this. Golf at Valhalla.
Yes.
I don't know if you know this. Jason got to play there before.
I played Valhalla one time.
It's in Louisville.
Shot a
story.
Shot 100.
It's pretty good.
Felt good about it.
Yeah, I don't believe that, actually.
I actually did.
So how about this? Yeah. Four guests, two rounds, plus two nights hotel stay in Louisville. So you can bid on that to go play golf at Valhalla. For those of you that don't know Valhalla, you can't play Valhalla unless somebody that's a member out there wants
like
you
USSA.
To be able to play it.
USAA insurance for golf courses, basically.
You have to know somebody that will pass it down to you.
Just be an Eskimo brother of like the club pro.
Yes, exactly.
That's right.
Thank you for your service, Ray. Also, how about golf at Shadow Glen? That's a nice prize.
Yeah, a little closer.
Shadow Glen.
Oddly enough, you still get a two-night stay in Louisville
with the
Shadow Glen.
Same deal. You do need to know somebody at Shadow Glen.
You get golf for four and lunch at Shadow Glen. How about a round of three that joins Children's Mercy CEO Paul Kempinski
and
plays at Loch Lloyd?
Threesome at Loch Lloyd.
And golf with Paul Kempinski at Loch Lloyd. An eight-bottle flight of Blanton's single barrel that spells out the word Blanton's, so you get one of every letter. Nice. If you don't know what that means, people who like Blanton's do know what that means. So you've got the full set available on the auction online. Different sports stuff. They've got tickets into the suite for Sporting KC games, Royals, Diamond Club, tickets to KU Baylor out at Allen Fieldhouse. They've got a really cool Bobby Witt Jr. autographed batting helmet, but it's not Royals. It's the KC Monarchs batting helmet from when they did the salute to the Negro Leagues Day. So a Bobby Witt Jr. autographed batting helmet. Salvi autographed jersey, an infrared sauna is being auctioned off.
An entire sauna?
An entire sauna that will be delivered and installed at your house. VIP tickets to the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, a suite at the Globetrotters game at the T-Mobile Center, all kinds of stuff. And there's, I didn't bring this up, make you like this, connection with the KC Whiskey Society. They've got huge collections of whiskeys and bourbons. And they've got a private tour of the Buffalo Trace Distillery in Kentucky. So,
do you get a two-night stay in Louisville?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I got a private tour of the Buffalo Trace.
All the information's on there.
I've gotten a tour of the Buffalo Trace.
So Buffalo Trace is outside of Louisville?
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo Trace is where Pappy comes from.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So anyway, if you want to get the information for this auction, just go to redhotnight.org, and that's redhotnight. Not nights.
Not a K at the beginning, not an S at the end.
Not plural.
Okay.
RedHotNight.org.
I think I can help with this whole Pam-Pan dilemma.
Yeah. Pam. Are you saying Pan?
Pan? Shut your mouth.
If you scroll... scroll down and you'll see some auction preview links. Just click on any of those. It will take you into the auction where you can browse all the items and see everything there. There's a bunch of stuff that I didn't mention here. All kinds of booze. There's art. There's different shopping experiences as well. But it's a really, really cool auction. And it's open right now, but the event is tomorrow night. So this goes through 8:45 tomorrow night.
Awesome.
So you've got time to look at it, bid on stuff, do all that. RedHotNight.org, and then just click on any of those auction items, and it'll take you in there. You will have to create a profile if you decide you want to bid on something and put a credit card down in case you're one of the winners. But some really cool stuff, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Looking forward to you and your wife coming out there us as well and raising some money for pediatric research at Children's
Mercy. Which is even better. So good cause, and so we'll be out there enjoying a nice night. If you don't have tickets, you can't go.
You cannot.
just still wait till Monday. I'll tell you all about it.
Okay.
If
I bought a dress like your wife.
That's fine. You can wear it somewhere
just
else.
Just like your wife's.
You can wear it somewhere else. And you know what? I bet it will be very flattering on you.
Yes.
So it'll bring out your facial features, which is what it does for her. Brings out her facial features. It's great. So you said
like somebody's about to get in trouble here, and I just don't want it to be me.
Oh, no, I'm not going to get
it's
in trouble
never
at
you.
All. I'm not going to get in trouble at all.
It was never you.
I don't
know if that. I don't know if that power transfers to the chair or not, Corey.
Also, she would have to listen. So, I was enjoying like on something on the weekend that'll happen, and my wife will go, "You should use that for your good, better, best." said I. I should use it for the best. Good and better?
Good.
Probably not. Probably not going to do it for the good and better. Now, she works in higher ed, so anytime they give sort of whatever their suggestion is for something, they always have to list the good, better, best type deal. So she's just like, I just always, sorry, I know that it's that. I just always think of the what we do as a good, better, best. I'm like, so do you ever switch it around, though, and like the one you actually want, you label as the good? So then it's like, well, this is the good. Let's not do the best this time, right. You know. Let's company person, you know what? Let's just go with the good this time. We'll do best some other time. She's like, well, typically it's with cost. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, switch it around every once in a while. You know, they'll never know. How will they know? But you mentioned Bobby Witt, which reminded me that
the Royals are starting spring training.
No, did the Royals try to steal some Chiefs spotlight today?
No.
Okay.
Does that Grinky stuff?
No.
Oh, no. Something much more important than that.
So much more
important.
And it broke like a few days ago.
So the Chiefs have the white over red jerseys. Mm-hmm. And then now the Royals are going to have the powder blue pants to go along with the powder blue jerseys, the full-on powder blue. So a Salvi tweet today, another tweet from the Royals today saying, we've heard you, we've listened. So opening day, it looks like it'll be full-on powder blue. I mean, the Chiefs say we're wearing white over red, and the Royals are like, bleep you. You may be in the Super Bowl, but we're wearing powder blues, the entire thing. A little controversy. See, I'm telling you, they don't get along out at Truman Sports Company. It is ready for them to split up, and today's evidence does anything else.
So. I think it's just remember, guys, we're still here, too.
Look at us over here.
Hey, Mom, Dad, I know we're not winning championships, but we're still here.
Yes. Hey, we had the parade first there, guys.
We traded Mondesi.
You know who won't be in all those powder blues?
Him.
They won't be in those powder blues. Will be Adalberto Mondesi. He will not be in those powder blues. Did you care about white on red or white on white?
No. I hadn't thought about it. I had so many people texting me because we were out there yesterday. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not going to ask them that. I don't care.
I think the white on whites suck, so I'm glad they didn't wear them.
They've been white, but it wasn't on red the other two
me.
Super Bowls.
They've been red on white.
Or sorry,
both
yeah,
of them.
Red on white,
yep.
Because
yep.
They have yet to be white. Why weren't they? Why did they go back-to-back red?
So
Bucks wear white at home.
The Bucks were the home team, quite literally, and also by
thing.
The Super Bowl, because it was their turn, the NFC's turn to be home, and the Bucks got to choose. They wear white. As a home, I guess they chose.
Well, they were on a playoff run, is what they had said.
Oh, maybe right? That's what it was.
They
yeah.
had like a lucky
so
streak.
They worked out. So they chose white, and so the Chiefs went red.
You know, 18.
You can't wear red and green.
Yeah, let's have a color on color Super Bowl.
Colorblind people. Okay, cool.
Wait, color what? Rush that's, on Thursdays.
Yeah.
They did a color rush.
I love the Thursday outfits.
I hate it when the Chiefs play. I don't want red on red.
Fits.
The red on red is awful.
But I just think it's dumb that you can't wear whatever jersey you want to wear
18,
if you're not the same color.
Yeah.
They're green.
18 of the last 21 Super Bowl winners have worn white.
Well, the Super Bowl has been played in Arizona 3 times. All 3 of those winners have worn white.
Well, the Chiefs have won the Super Bowl twice and wore red both times. So we can play both sides.
Yeah, but Lynn Dawson smoked a cigarette in a Fresca in white on white. So, I mean, now we're really talking about, you know, being pulled from both sides here.
Those three, the three that won in their dark jerseys, 2 of the 3 wore green.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Something's got to give, then, is what you're saying. Well, 2 of the 3 is not 3 of 3.
It's not 18 so it can be 21
two,
either.
It can be two
keep
of
your
four.
67% to yourself, Mick.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. 0.6 repeating, of course. Yeah, keep that to yourself. So they'll go white on red, and that turned out to be a big conversation this week, so which is fine. I also talked to Kendall Gammon earlier and asked him, okay, how big of a difference is it or an advantage with a team that has more Super Bowl experience than another? And he said it's huge. He said it's a big deal, knowing what to expect. The Philadelphia Eagles have 8 players on their team that have played in a Super Bowl, and the Chiefs have 22 that have played in a Super Bowl in this one. So how much of an advantage that'll be? I mean, they have players in every single, you know, positional room that have been there. I mean, the offensive line, the entire defensive line, like the only person really on the defensive line, they got to be like, hey, Dunlap, come here. and Carl Loftus. We'll tell you about what the Super Bowl is like, because everybody else on the defensive line has played in a Super Bowl. So at every spot, they've got Super Bowl experience. So that may help. It may not. And
I think the
Andy
biggest
fourth time.
Yeah, I think that's the bigger one.
Yeah.
That Andy Reid has in Sirianni doesn't.
Yeah, this will be Sirianni's first time going through. And we heard Steve Spagnuolo there say he went back and looked at his notes from the week of Super Bowl down in Miami.
Of course he's a journal guy.
Not Tampa. It's a diary, actually.
Appreciate
it's a diary.
That. I write stuff down, too.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool.
I got a planner.
But he went back to that 2019 Super Bowl to go and look at the things they did and maybe adjust from that. So we'll see how big of a factor that'll end up being.
Nick's going to show us his journal.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, this is exciting.
It's proof. I don't know that I want to.
Are we going to? Is there like a dream journal in here? Do you track your hours slept? Do you have dreams?
Is that a journal or is that just a calendar?
This is a planner.
Actual calendar.
This is definitely a planner here.
Yeah.
But every day gets a full page, right?
That, yes.
That's,
yeah,
this
I
is a real.
I don't do the whole, like, yeah. A week to a page BS.
No, that's nonsense.
Yeah, so it's all color-coded, too, right?
Yeah, that's
Chiefs
right.
Are in red.
Do you have the Mizzou pen that has the four different colors on
no,
the same
No, he
pen.
Does,
I
though.
Do. I
told him, hey, get back to me in 8 days when that thing's broken.
Been using this one. I've been using this one for two football seasons,
I have
Mick.
20-plus different colored pens. And yeah,
that feels efficient.
It's my pal right here.
You got some green going on for Eagles availability.
Do you want me to get you one of these pens? This one's got like eight colors on it.
Mine work, so.
Six, but you know.
I love that you write it in green because there's probably no other way to know, but it's Eagles.
Catches my eye, you know?
Sometimes, look, Corey, sometimes you got to just take the little wins where you can.
You do.
And he had a green pen. He had to write something about the Philadelphia
Radio
Eagles.
Radio with the zone is in dark blue.
Oh, cool.
Then,
is it because that's
Chiefs
the color
right
it makes
here.
You feel?
Makes him sad.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you to finish yours so I can go, well, that's how you feel when you come on the show with us. There's been a controversy around a penalty in the Chiefs game because it was obviously not a late hit by Osai on Patrick Mahomes. You need 4 feet out of bounds before you get a 15-yard penalty. The Kelseys in the New Heights podcast talked about one of those more discussed moments in the game, that being that 15-yard penalty. And I don't know, Jason Kelce maybe thinks that Patrick Mahomes might have embellished on that.
You can't put yourself in that position. I mean, that's the reality of it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows when the quarterback's going out of bounds, don't touch him.
That's like a golden rule in the NFL.
Yeah, like
man.
You know what the rule is. And Pat did his best Cristiano Ronaldo on the sideline right after he got pushed.
Cristiano.
It was a very,
Patricio
Ronaldo-esque. Throws
Patricio
the hands back.
Ronaldo.
You saw the feet come up. Oh!
Dude, in real time?
It didn't look
really
bad,
aggressive.
But it looked like he got pushed. He did get pushed.
On slow-mo?
He sold it, and it worked. They got a 15-yard personal.
Cristiano Ronaldo. Who was the first flopper in the NBA? Was it not flopper, but like Manu Ginobili? Manu Ginobili.
Right?
The Argentinian. He grew up playing soccer.
There you go.
What, just taking runs at the soccer players? I did say that there was a little simulation by Mahomes. That's a soccer term. Everybody out there that probably knows that. There was a little bit, but Mahomes said
he threw his arms up, but he didn't like throw his body onto the ground. He's running 20 miles an hour. He gets shoved out of bounds. He's sliding
like
over towards benches and towards femurs and towards people. And he's allowed to like kind of throw his arms up.
What's weird
it still would have been called.
Right, I know, but what's weird is that like. So in the 49ers and Eagles game, in the third quarter...
God dang, I knew you looked up something like this.
Jalen Hurts was running out of bounds, and he had 1 foot that was about to hit out of bounds, and the 49ers safety, Hufanga, hits him, and it's a 15-yard penalty, and Hurts only had almost 1 foot out of bounds. Mahomes had two, but it was in the third quarter, so it doesn't matter.
Got to be ref different.
Yeah, third quarter, it's absolutely a penalty, but... Fourth quarter with 8 seconds to go, you got to let that slide, even if somebody can lose a limb. Even if there is, as Ian Eagle called it, bodies spilling all over the sideline. Yeah, that's exactly what was going on. There were bodies spilling everywhere on the sideline. The dumbest controversy, non-controversy ever.
And if he's not, like, pushing him with any sort of force, how does he end up into the benches as well, mm-hmm. hyperextending his leg.
And why was Mike Hilton's reaction like, you son of a gun? Because he knew
everybody.
It was a penalty. Everybody knew that.
And Pratt, when his teammate going into the locker, was like,
why you touch the quarterback?
That guy knew it was a penalty.
Everybody knew it was a penalty.
Every Bengals fan.
He was crying after the game. He wasn't mad after the game. He was upset because he knew he had messed up.
That's right. I got asked on a an interview about what is Andy Reid, all these plays, and they ran the hook and ladder in that game as well. And I'm like, I don't think that was a play call from Andy Reid. I think that was Travis Kelce. He's done it before. Here's Jason and Travis. Jason asked Travis about his lateral on Sunday, and what Big Red thinks of it.
You've lateraled the ball before. Every once in a while, though, it seems like you're just like looking to get a lateral.
Yeah, well, you got to keep the defense honest, man.
Who told you that?
What?
What does Andy say when you get to the sideline?
I can't disclose that information.
I have to know what Andy's saying. There's no way he's okay with it.
Can't tell you, man.
Competitive just know advantage. That,
just know that when I had that talk with him, I didn't do it again.
You tried to, though. You tried to do it again. That's
what I'm
saying.
No. He had to talk after the second time. We had to talk.
When he saw that you were about to do it again, he was like, all right, Travis, you and I both know what you were just about to do. I wasn't about to do anything, coach. I swear to God.
The thing is, the second time I should have done it. The first time I should have just threw it higher. The second time I really should have done it because he would have scored. Noah would have scored. Jody was right there to give him a spring block to spring him into the end zone.
If he catches it, if he doesn't catch it, it could be a turnover. You should not do this.
It's 3rd and 19. I should have just caught it and fired it as hard as I could at Noah. Either he catches it or it's going out of bounds.
Brother.
See, where I did it, what happened with Jet was it was too soft and there was a windy day, got caught in the wind a little bit, nosedive.
Have we learned nothing from the Vegas lateral roulette? Between the Patriot roulette and the Vegas Raiders, have we not learned anything?
Well, I'd like to think that Pat isn't just going to take a charge,
even with a high ankle sprain. He's going to make a tackle.
Nah. Pat's sticking his face in the fan.
Travis Kelce is an adrenaline junkie.
I love that line. Mahomes isn't just going to take a charge.
He's referring to like Mac Jones, right?
Took a charge. Yes. Defense. They didn't call it. He was clearly set. All right, that is a charge. I didn't think that was a part of the play at all.
And he's right.
The ball curved.
Because he's throwing it 20 yards.
Right, yes.
It was almost like a bowling ball.
And the Noah Gray one would have been a touchdown.
It could have been a touchdown.
It would have been a touchdown.
Jason's telling him not to do it because he's afraid.
I think
he's
what Kelce learned is
keep it in his pocket.
He should do it.
Yes.
He should just do it better.
Okay. Yes, he shouldn't have done either time, but the one he should have done more was the Noah Gray because they weren't going to get the first down there. Give yourself a chance. The one on Jarek, he had the first down and ran the risk of not getting it by losing yardage.
And there was a player in front of Jarek, like 10 yards down the field on the sideline.
30 more yards to go.
So he still has it where there wasn't a player over there with Noah Gray, that if Noah Gray catches it, it's just a race to the pylon.
And he had
he
a
could hop, he could hop on
ball.
One foot like Kadarius Toney.
Just
all
like
the
Kadarius
way in.
Toney was able to do that. I would have liked to see that lateral to Noah Gray. But Eagles, beware. You don't want to go and all swarm Travis Kelce and tackle him.
That's right.
Now you got to worry about going guarding everybody else because he can throw it at any
break
time.
Break down. Got a stop block there.
And turns out Andy Reid fine with it. Totally okay with it. Same after that conversation.
Has he been asked about
it? I didn't
do
it again. No, he hasn't been asked about it. He doesn't have any media left before the game, so we'll never know what he would think about that. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll continue rolling. More Zone next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
I actually was only half listening to you.
Oh, yeah.
On Sports Radio 810.
All right, Mick, you're heading down to Phoenix tomorrow?
I am. Direct flight. Woo! Thanks, 41.
There you go.
You're not going to have to make a stop in Denver?
Well, we're making a stop in San Diego on the way back, but I understand.
What's on the way?
It's the day after the Super Bowl, I get it. But,
and it's on the way.
Yeah, I got good news.
If you turn your globe a couple ways,
you guys don't
twice.
Have the NBC jet?
Not yet.
Just I got good, you there?
Hey, Mick, I got some good news for you.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to go to Denver to get Denver Biscuit Company anymore.
What?
Oh, I know. Where How incredible go? Is that? Well, you can go to Atomic Cowboy Sports Saloon, Jason. Thanks for asking.
Is there a direct flight there?
Mick Schaefer's brought to you by Atomic Cowboy Sports Saloon. And starting today, I'm very excited because I love this place very much. They've got two-story biscuit sandwiches from Denver Biscuit Company, the best thing to ever come from Denver. All morning long, plus New York-style hand-tossed pizza all afternoon and evening from Fat Soli's and 20 beers on tap all the time at 42nd in Pennsylvania in Westport. One of my absolute new favorite spots in KC. I love it.
There you go.
I'm excited to take Mick there. Mick, you want to go with me?
Absolutely. It's not far from the station as well. Quick little 7 or 8 minute drive.
I might go grab pizza after sound. Maybe Lebo and I will go get some pizza after sound off.
Listen, when the Chiefs decide to end their football season, whenever that is, which when they win the Super Bowl, we're going to parade and all that stuff. When that ends, I'll be there every day. Right now, I don't have time. I barely have time for you guys.
Are you annoyed that they'll have a parade?
No, because we will air that.
Yeah,
that's right. We'll make money.
Stand on a corner and hug everybody.
He doesn't work.
I know
anymore.
But he can.
He's
still
alive.
There.
His hugs
right?
are always free, right?
Yeah. His hugs were not representing himself.
Yeah. Hugs are not a representation of my employer.
Yes.
So these hugs are my own and do not represent the employer's own. Hugs.
Hugs are not endorsements.
That's and actually, was that the Royals parade that I'm thinking of?
No.
I can't even keep all our parades straight. Boston?
Him and Tyrann Mathieu hugging in the streets.
Yeah, so that wouldn't have been the Royals. That would have been Tyrann Mathieu.
The Chiefs.
Just randomly.
Right after the car chase came through the parade route. Remember that?
Yeah. Boy, that was...
That could
strange
have been
morning.
Disastrous.
Yeah, it could have been really bad.
Could have been terrible, man. People are dumb. Mick Schaefer hanging out with us. Corey Anderson.
We're taking
as well.
11 people down there to the Super Bowl. I'm the first wave, and I will leave at the end as well. So I'll be there for parts of 10 days.
First one in, last one out. Mick Schaefer.
Gym rat.
Grinder.
Sneaky.
Are you going to miss your family?
Fast.
Loves the game.
Sneaky reporter.
Is he going to miss his family? Corey, did you forget your relationship with Mick when you left?
I will actually see them more somehow now in those 10 days.
I'm sorry. I mean, great.
No, I'll miss a couple of them, yeah.
But there's more than a couple.
Yeah, there's four others. Yeah, so I have four roommates. Not three anymore. The one's at college. I forgot right. about him.
Yes, but you won't miss him. You're used to missing him, so it's not missing anymore.
Oh,
so.
I can't stand him. He costs me a lot of money right now.
Get that car fixed.
Which one? The one that needs fixed? The one that needed replaced? No, I did not fix the one that was replaced. I'm sure it needs it by now.
What are you? What are you looking to talk about with the Chiefs down there? What are the storylines outside of Kelsey? The mom? But we'll have a number of players at the podium. I don't have them all written down right now, but obviously everybody else, the other. Mm-hmm. You know, 45 players will be standing around. Anything that you're looking forward to talking to them about, wanting to get out of these particular players?
Opening night's going to be fun. I feel like everybody's ready for just fun, kind of off the wall, hopefully some creative questions.
Somebody will be in a wedding dress. Somebody will be dressed up like Andy Reid at the pump pass.
That's what happened. Yep. In Miami, somebody was like that. There might be some weather ladies from Mexico. They always show up and they are scantily clad.
Yeah.
They'll be there.
Yep, there'll be some of that.
No, I mean, it's all the basic storylines. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff. I've already done a story on the best Philly cheesesteak in Kansas City. It's over at Grinders.
Oh, nice.
And Stretch over there is awesome to talk to. He's the owner of the place. We did a story on some Philly fans in town. They taught us Philly slang, which is what the words they say and what they mean, like John, like J-A-W-N.
Sterling says it all the time.
Go to the bathroom.
Nope.
No.
Oh. It's everything. It's a person, place, noun, event. If you can't come up with a word real quick, you say John.
Stupid.
They say it all the time.
You're stupid.
What
Philly.
If there was an actual guy named John that they were talking about?
Spelled John and John.
John?
John.
Yeah, spelled different.
It's John.
Got that John, John.
What if you were a John looking for some... company for them.
It's going to get really,
in a bathroom.
Really confusing. In a bathroom.
What do you do then?
And then over the speakers, you just
John,
hear,
John,
what?
John?
Yeah. Okay.
John, John, John?
Is that
John?
I got to get these Johns here. I've got them on my head and so I can do the radio John thing. Yeah.
Did you guys go do a story on that?
Dumb.
The Chiefs bar out in Philly?
Charlie's?
We did not go
right?
to
no.
Philly, no.
Is that what it's called, Charlie's?
I think it's called Charlie's, right?
No, the game's in Phoenix.
Yeah, I know.
I live in Kansas,
I'm just trying to do your job for you here.
trying to help you out.
Something that people care about, man.
Yeah, it's,
that'd be
I realize
cool.
flights and hotel rooms cross-country aren't a big deal to you, Corey. You show up every week now. but for, mom-and-pop TV stations in a medium-sized market, that's a lot of money.
Couldn't you just re-rack the stories you did when they played in Philly last year? beginning of the season? Because almost everybody did, like the Big Charlies and the Chiefs and Eagles and Andy Reid returning. Some of those stories at that time when they played.
There you go. Maybe a few before. Bucks on that little mom and pop Brady TV station.
We didn't go there then.
Didn't go there?
Now you only have to send 10 people.
He's never played the Eagles before. This is only the second time ever in the history of Andy Reid's life that he's gone up against the Eagles.
Fourth time, right?
I don't know. I just made that up.
He's 3-0 against them.
I have no idea.
21, 17, and 13.
Oh, you're telling me one was on a Thursday night?
I didn't just tell you that.
No, one was on a Thursday night.
He's trolling me, isn't he?
I think so.
Just ridiculous.
Philly slang story. I spoke with Herman Edwards yesterday. It was
you
awesome.
Spoke with him.
Yeah.
Hey, Corey's got an idea for a way cooler segment.
Yeah. Of course, he played in Philly, then coached in Kansas City. Gave some good perspective. Hoping to catch up with Dick Vermeil.
You should interview Bradley Cooper.
The Silver Linings Playbook.
That's right.
I might get his co-star, the Louisville native. What's her name?
Jennifer Lawrence,
yeah.
Yep. Katniss.
You know, John. Yeah, John Lawrence, yeah.
John, you know, John. She lived in John.
Silver Linings, John Buck.
From John Buck.
I'm going to ask Spags and Andy at opening night, like, what's your favorite Philly slang? Because there's a lot of them, like, use guys. Jeet.
Jeeter?
No, Jeet.
Oh.
Are you hungry?
I know Mick did.
Yeah. Cheat yet. So, there's a lot of them.
Okay.
Water?
That's water.
Yep.
Got it. Yes. That's also in Georgia, though.
You sure about that?
I thought Georgia also said water.
They stole
very
it
similar,
Philly.
Georgia and Philly.
No, I'm pretty sure. I thought Georgia was also water. Drink water. That water. I don't know. Maybe
I think
I'm
Georgia's water.
Water.
I think there's two R's. Yeah. It's like the Warsh.
Maybe I'm wrong.
That's Arkansas. Sure.
We're talking with Nick Lowry about how Harrison Butker lived out his dream of
Nick Lowry's dream.
Yeah, he lives in Scottsdale. Well, every kicker's dream.
Yeah,
but
right.
I believe Nick's last game was the AFC Championship game, '93.
Yeah.
It's a good get. It's tough to get Nick Lowry.
It's tough, right? He
really doesn't like to do much media.
That one didn't come down to a field goal, unfortunately.
I'm fine with that. I mean, we have like six stories a day. We got
time
turn.
To fill, man.
Yes. The Sporting's down there. We're going to go to Sporting one day on Monday. Was going to go to the Royals because a lot of those guys are already down there. They're closing the complex next week, so nobody will be able to go talk to any Royals.
That's a good idea.
That's good for promotion, right?
Yeah, it's a really good idea. You should probably do that. Hey, everybody's going to be down here. What should we do with that? Make sure they can't come here.
I like don't want you guys asking about downtown baseball to every to every player.
No, if you're going to come here, you're going to talk Royals, not ask everybody about the Chiefs.
Yep. Sorry. Well, I will throw in some Royals questions, but we'll use the Chiefs questions.
But you know what? Pasquantino had a Chiefs jersey.
Absolutely.
He was at the game.
And
I mean,
is he a jersey guy?
He's a Jets fan, so I don't know.
Jersey's kind of New York, kind of Philly, the same, right?
It's all the same.
You'll like this. I've got supposedly a one-on-one Wednesday at the Waste Management event with Gary Woodland on the practice screen.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's going on this weekend, too.
So
gosh.
We got credentials.
Penis is
going to
be
that.
Stupid.
So I'm going to spend like half a day in the stands at the 16th green. Yeah, 16th. Yep. The grandstands there at the par 3. That'll be a lot of fun.
It's going to be stupid how packed it is going to be this week.
The NFL Honors is now on Thursday night.
Thursday night, yeah.
And it is...
is that when Mahomes gets his MVP?
That's the MVP from Mahomes. Who's going to introduce? Is it going to be Paul Rudd again?
I don't know, but he should be able to be there, right? Because previous years it's been Saturday nights, and it's tough for the teams in the game to get there, and it's on NBC, so we like that as well.
I think Jackson Mahomes is going to present his MVP.
Fine by me.
That's fine.
Do a dance.
As long as it's the MVP and I can cash that DraftKings ticket, I'm good with that. I don't care who introduces him. As long as there's a good winner, there we go. And then he breaks the streak of MVPs to not win a Super Bowl. So
when was the last one?
Kurt Warner. It's the last MVP to win a Super Bowl. So then Patrick will do that on Sunday. So things I don't care about the history of whether or not.
Like I'm actually shocked that Brady didn't do that.
No, Brady has two losses in the Super Bowl when he's led the league in passing yards. You know, that's happened six times that a quarterback has led the league
never
in passing yards.
MVP in the seven times he won a Super Bowl.
No.
But he's been like Super Bowl MVP like five of those times, right?
Yeah, he's got a lot of
Super Bowl MVPs.
Yeah,
they're two different awards, though. One's just for one game, and the other's for the whole season.
Yeah, there are two players that have five different seasons of 4,000 yards, two different Super Bowls, wins, a Super Bowl MVP, league MVP, and it is, to match all of these different things, it's Peyton Manning and Tom Brady since turning 40.
I'm going to pretend I heard all his
I wanted you to make yes, man. I could feel his eyes glossing over.
He lost me halfway through. I'm like, where's this going?
And what has Rhino heard?
let's just say that there are two quarterbacks that have done a bunch of things in one career. One of them's Peyton and one of them's Tom Brady since he turned 40. So he's a pretty good player. He's not around anymore.
I mean, if Patrick wins, he'll be 11-3 in the postseason. Right, 11-3. I would say you're doing good in the postseason if you have as many wins as postseason appearances. Right? Wouldn't you say? I mean,
yeah, you're winning a game pretty much every year. Yeah, averaging.
He's going to average. He would average more than two per year. I would say if you have a winning record in the playoffs, you're doing good. Right? You go 2-1 more often than you go 0-1. He's going to be eight games above 500 in that category. And the biggest thing is if he wins, I would say the biggest part is you want to have the biggest gap between postseason appearances and losses, right? Because that's the difference is the Super Bowls you've won.
That's right.
And it would be 5-3 there.
Awesome.
It would be two Super Bowls.
Yes. We will take a timeout. We'll come back and try to get cuts in next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
My funniest from the weekend is... Sparrow, is it Dedes?
Spiro Dedes.
Spiro Dedes. The irony here is me getting
these nuts.
Okay, cool.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, wrapping up this week. You know, next week I don't know that we'll have any cuts because it'll be a crazy pack with all the guests. But... let's go ahead and get into the cuts, Beards. Take it away. What happened this week and last week and maybe this year? I don't know. Burrowhead?
Yeah. I mean,
we'll see you guys at Burrowhead.
I mean, Derek Carr's won here.
Carhead.
Camarohead.
Whoa.
It was a mistake.
It's not a mistake.
I've made a huge mistake.
It's never a mistake.
No. Don't be surprised if a couple basketballs come your way today.
I'm used to loose balls flying at me, so.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to try to go pretty rat-a-tat-tat through the calls today, get a lot of people on, get a lot of people a chance to say what you're feeling right now about, as Chris Jones called it, Geehaw Field at Burrowhead Stadium. Geehaw! Beards and I didn't even plan that. We just both instinctively decided it was time for both of us on the radio to go, Geehaw! Bet you're coming with me on that one, Beards.
I'm sorry.
First one was just, we were in sync.
Still going to call
it. Yeah, I mean, first of all, I just want to thank God, man.
Woo! Burrowhead my ass! Woo!
Did you hear on the podcast when Jason was like, Patrick was literally thanking God.
Thanking God!
It's so amazing.
I cut that before I knew Jason then, Kelce was also
and then, and Patrick did the whole like, oh, okay, yeah, we get it. We get it, guys. Sort of like a pat again on the chest. Like, yeah, okay. Sort of a fake laugh.
I was all jacked up on Mountain Dew, man.
Not vitamin T. Jason Kelce asked if he took.
Take that, Cynthia. I'm a math boy now. I don't remember saying that.
Math. God, the skies, it's Patrick Mahomes playing for your team to a third Super Bowl.
The hell was that?
Butch, baby. Butch on post game.
Well, that's a male?
Walking legend.
Must have been at the game.
I thought that was somebody's mom.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was with Nate at Chocolate Soup picking out a new sport trip for me.
I have never heard of Chocolate Soup, but apparently it's a place where you shop for kids. And Greg Gurley said, yeah, I was hanging out with Nate shopping at Chocolate Soup to get him a sport coat. Greg and Nate, it's a gift to keep
What did you think when you got the script in 2016 that said your career was going to fall off a cliff when you stopped believing in God?
That was 2015.
That was great.
So Aaron Foster almost ruined that. Just go with
just
the,
go with the whole thing.
I like the correction, actually.
Josh Briscoe and Beards, thank you to Adam Teicher. We'll talk with Harry Douglas at noon and Bald Lebo coming up at 1.
That's pretty good. That's really good.
That's fantastic.
I like it.
Listen, the Steelers are going to win, but they're going to do it by nothing but field goals.
No, that's too stupid.
That's a script.
That's one of the scripts. Be dumb.
Will you be going to Arizona?
No.
No. Don't want to go, 5, 6, 7, 8K for a ticket?
I'm not that kind of lawyer. Okay.
Seth Kleiser. I ain't that lawyer, man. I'm not going to help you out from there. Run with that, you jabroni.
There are different. I've learned from Seth. There are different types of lawyers.
Yeah.
It changes if you go to the Super Bowl or not.
Not going
to
drop $8,000? No, I'm not going to drop $8,000 to go to the Super Bowl. You going to do that, Josh?
No.
Oh, see what Matt Verderam thinks about this football game.
He doesn't get worked up very easily.
No, not really. Not really. Probably just low key, just chilling. Maybe a few gummies every day just to keep him low key. I don't know. Who knows?
Fruit snacks, he means.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. My kids have gummies all day. What
there
are you talking about,
man?
Jeez, Louise. Gummy bears and gummy worms and things. Matt, welcome into the show. How are you, sir?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Told you. I wasn't playing this just now. I tried to tell everybody. Thank you, Mick.
Corey, you say URL Corey? Or something?
Red Hot Night. RedHotNight.org. Go there and look at the auction items. The auction is open till tomorrow night at 8:45 p.m.
Can people still go to the event?
They cannot.
Damn it.
Go, but you can bid on the awesome items on the auction to benefit Children's Mercy.
Yep, that's right. That's right. Mick, I'll see you down in Phoenix.
See you down in Phoenix. Let's do that opening night drive again.
As they say in opening nights, let's do that opening night. Thank you, Corey. See you soon. Josh, love your show.
Well, thanks, Jason. See you Monday.